In New York today, Pope Benedict XVI spoke at the United Nations. Benedict talked about his belief that human rights, not violence, are central to solving the world's problems. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports that during the Pope's visit to the U.S., he has defied his authoritarian image.
In his speech today, Pope Benedict called for sharing wealth with the poor, saving the environment, and protecting human rights. In what some Pope watchers considered a veiled reference to Guantanamo Bay, he said legality should not prevail over justice. And in a possible allusion to China and Muslim countries, the Pope called for religious freedom.
It is inconceivable that believers should have to suppress a part of themselves, their faith, in order to be active citizens.
Pope Benedict has criticized those countries in the past for stifling Christianity. This was a less explicit, more diplomatic Benedict XVI. After all, when he became pope, his nickname was God's Rottweiler, the keeper of orthodoxy. Many people thought he might be dour where his predecessor was brilliant, that he might scold Catholic educators and soft-pedal the sexual abuse scandal.
He surprised people's expectations, and that becomes the story, doesn't it?
Monsignor Kevin Irwin is the dean of Catholic University's School of Theology. Exhibit one, he says, the sex abuse crisis. Over the past 3 days, Benedict has rebuked U.S. bishops for mishandling the crisis, confessed he was deeply ashamed of the scandal, and astonished almost everyone by meeting personally with some victims of abuse. Irwin wasn't surprised. He says that before becoming pope, Joseph Ratzinger oversaw the Vatican department that handled every allegation.
I believe that changed his mind and heart, and therefore, soon after becoming the Holy Father, took much more initiative on this, dare I say, than I think John Paul II did in the waning years, literally, of his pontificate.
Irwin acknowledges that some have accused Benedict of taking too long to defrock abusive priests, but he says the Vatican under Benedict has quietly forced abusers out of the priesthood. Benedict's approach to Catholic educators was also unexpectedly gentle. Thomas Rees, a theologian at Georgetown University, says some Catholic educators expected to be scolded for advocating liberal views on, say, ordination of women and homosexuality.
Catholic academics were very pleased when he reaffirmed his commitment to academic freedom.
Benedict told the educators last night that he's not happy when Catholic professors deviate from Catholic orthodoxy, but
what he did not say is that these people should be fired.
And while Benedict is not as charismatic as Pope John Paul was, Irwin says American Catholics have warmed to his style.
I think that he's a very purposeful, focused German priest professor, and he's given us truly himself with a bit more personality than I think people expected.
And he says this pope has given American Catholics plenty to digest in his speeches and his actions over the past few days. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, New York.